Spirit, we thank you. You're brooding tonight over us. You're brooding, watching, overseeing, incubating everything that you've planted here. Everything you've planted within us. The dream, the vision, the desire, the mysteries, the future, the now. You're watching, encompassing us all, surrounding us, a cloud of peace, glory, grace. Let grace rest here abundantly tonight. Let grace be upon all of us tonight. Father, grant tonight an abundance of grace. 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 More grace. As I was standing here, I just saw a rose just begin to open. Just grew open and just started opening. Releasing the fragrance of God. And I feel the Spirit of the Lord saying, I'm going to open you now. You've been shut up. Some of you have been in caves, some in dens, some in the secret place. Some hidden, some quiet. Some in the wilderness. And I bring you out, says the Spirit of the Lord. It is not the work of man. It's not the work of man. It's the work of the Spirit. I will bring you out. Again, I'm looking at a stone clay pot that's in the refiner's fire. He knows. He knows exactly when you're ready. He knows when we're ready for the next level. He knows how to bring us out. He knows how to bring us up. Bring us up. Bring us up, Lord. Bring us out. Holy Spirit, you're watching over this new birth, this new day, this new way of doing things. You're present with us, Holy Spirit. I feel you so close tonight. I feel there's going to be a liberation tonight in the Spirit. I mean a true, true liberation. A launch. I dedicate it all to the Spirit. To have your will tonight. To have your way tonight. Stay right here with us tonight. Oh, heavenly dove, stay right here with us. Clothe us. Brand new. Just receive that oil right now. Just receive that oil. And just fill you with the oil. Just receive. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Let's give Him glory. Hallelujah. Father. He has something He wants to release. He gave us it yesterday during prayer. And it's probably one of the greater revelations He's ever given us. Chuck and I looked at each other and said, why didn't He give us this 10 years ago? He chose yesterday. I believe it's going to really change your life in a big way. I believe it's going to change all our lives. Sometimes the kingdom of God is about perspective. It's perspective. You're not going to fully understand what I'm going to ask you to do until after I've preached this, but I want you to stand up while this presence is in here. Why don't you put your hand over your heart? Holy Spirit, you lead us through the door. We come before the throne of grace. The glorious throne. Dominion. Grace, government, or bring our life before you. Father, multiply us. say this, Father, multiply me. Multiply Christ in me and to all the nations. Multiply everything you set in me, you've called me to be. Break this bread and multiply the talents, the gifts, the operations, the wisdom. Multiply me into all nations. Multiply me. Multiply Christ in me. The specific identity of who I am in Christ. Multiply me. Multiply me. I present my life as bread to be broken and multiplied. In the glorious name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, Father. This revelation can cause an insurmountable breakthrough in your life if you really understand what he's going to say tonight. He said, don't just give your messages away. I'm like, well, that's what you asked me to do. I remember because Sharon sent me an email about Andrew Womack, that he'd been giving his message away, and everybody kept telling him, don't do that, don't do that, you're never going to make it if you do that. And he just finished paying off $32 million Bible school complex in Colorado. Let's give God glory for that. Paid it off in cash. He's obviously doing something right, amen. And he said, don't just give them away. Because, you know, we've been speaking about this revelation of how the Lord multiplied the bread and how he multiplied the fish, and he just didn't receive, he received it, he gave thanks for it, and he looked up. And when you first read that, you don't think about that, but you think about the fact that he's had to feed probably over 10,000-15,000 people, and all he has is 5 loaves and 2 fish. Already Andrew and Philip said, this is not enough. What is this among so many? But he knew that what he had was enough. Amen? And so, no longer do we give and just drop our offering in the offering plate. We look up. Say, look up. Transfer. That's the key that people miss so much, is they don't know how to get what's in the earth into heaven so heaven can multiply it back in the earth. Lord just didn't look up. He brought those 5 loaves and 2 fish into the Father's presence, into the kingdom where it says the kingdom of increase, the increase of his kingdom and government. There's no end. That's where he brought that. Now, that transfers of jurisdiction. That's where the Lord spoke to me. He said, don't just give your messages away. That's just like dropping your offering in. Present. Say, present. And boy, Chuck and I got a hold of that. And he said, present that as a seed to the world. Present it to the kingdom and let me breathe on it. Let me increase it. Let me multiply. Bring that before the throne. How many of you get that? So we're doing that yesterday. And because what he said to do, we were presenting. And then he gave me another revelation right in the middle of it. And I mean, it just, it did something in me that hasn't happened in a long time. And that's what I want to share tonight. I'm going to go back into John 6 for a minute. Just this principle of multiplication. It's kind of interesting that right after Jesus multiplied this bread and this fish, today he gave me a revelation. The Holy Spirit, a lot of times, he'll ask you a question. If you understand how he teach, he'll ask you questions. You think you're asking the question. If you'll realize he's asking the question, but he's not looking for you to answer it. He's just looking for you to think about it. He said, why do you think that there were just 5 loaves and 2 fish? Why couldn't it have been 6 loaves? And so I like, I don't know, Lord, why? And immediately, as soon as I just sat there and listened, I said, What are you trying to say? He said the five loaves represented the grace, the dispensation of grace. The two fish represented a brand new dispensation for Jew and Gentile. Because, man, the fish represent the souls and the harvest of man. Everything he was doing, because he's about to multiply, see. You remember he asked Andrew and Philip, he said, what are we going to do? And Philip, he goes, 200 penny worth is not enough. And Andrew goes, there's a lad here with five loaves and two fish, but what are they? Now, what God's teaching us to do here is learn to recognize the answer to so many of our prayers often come in a seed. And you have to see the seed, and you got to know what to do with the seed and how to interact with the seed. And Jesus saw that five loaves and two fish as a seed, but he was looking far into the future. He saw the dispensation of grace. He was going to take one loaf. Isn't it amazing that right after he did this, he starts talking about, I am the bread of life. I'm this bread that's going to be broken for humanity. I'm this bread. God's going to take one loaf, and he's going to break that bread, and it's going to bring life to all the world. One loaf will bring life to billions. Isn't that glorious? He said, I am that bread that you just saw multiply. And notice that bread didn't multiply. I mean, everything he did, he was preaching the story of the gospel. He received the loaf. He gave thanks. He presented it to the Father. God did nothing with Christ until his resurrection. It wasn't until Christ came into the resurrection of the right hand of God that he began to multiply. The cross was the price. The resurrection was the multiplication. Once he came in the resurrection, God the Father began to multiply Christ. They began to preach the resurrection of Christ. That's where the multiplication was. See, the multiplication's in the right hand of God. You see it? See, the bread didn't multiply until he took it up to the Father. Amen? And when it came back down, what did he do? He didn't hand it to the world. He handed it to the disciples. He was preaching salvation. I am this bread I'm handing you right now. I am this bread. You're going to bring this bread to the world. Now remember, they're just bringing a piece of that bread. It didn't start multiplying until they took it out. You see that? As soon as they went to the multitude, that's when he broke it open. That's when he started multiplying. You see that? That was the gospel being preached right there. The bread of life. All that was being said in that same chapter. But that didn't start there. It started all the way back to Abraham. That's what I want to get into tonight. Because God said something to me yesterday that changed my life forever. It changed the way I'm going to pray. Changed everything. And tonight, it's going to change you too. Amen. Go to Genesis 22. A lot of reasons why you haven't taken off the way you're supposed to take off is because you haven't come into the place of multiplication. You were designed to multiply. You and God in you was specifically and divinely designed to multiply. Amen. Well, I'm supposed to die. You already died. You died when you gave your life to Christ. Yes, your flesh and your old man's laid on the cross, but your new man, Christ in you, is designed to multiply. There is a gift in you. And you got to treat it the same way that the Lord treated those five loaves and two fish. He did not see the five loaves as insignificant. He saw it as enough. You have to see that what God's given you, you cannot look at yourself in the light of anybody else out there and say, this is who I am, look at them, I'll never be that. You are uniquely designed. And God's going to take your loaf and he's going to bring it into a heavenly place. And he's going to breathe on it. And then he's going to break that loaf and bring it to the world. I'm talking about you, not just you, Christ in you. Say Christ in you. So Genesis 12, verse 15. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abram out of heaven a second time and said, by myself I've sworn, saith the Lord, because you've done this thing and not withheld your son. This is Genesis 22. And not withheld your son, that only son. Now notice what he says in verse 17. That in blessing, I will bless thee. In multiplying, I will multiply thee. Say, I will. Well, we know he's talking about Abraham. Did you know he's actually talking about you? I'm going to prove that. I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven. Said, I will. I will. Everyone say, I will. Multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and the sand of the seashore. He said, I've sworn I'll do this. He swore that he would do it. He swore to Abraham he was going to multiply his seed. As the sand of the seashore, the seed will possess the gates of his enemies. And in thy seed, say in thy seed, shall all the nations be blessed. All right? So now we see that God promises to Abraham, not only promise, he swears he's going to do it. Because he swears by no other, he swears to himself he's going to do this. If you go down to Galatians, and even Isaiah picks this up, I have the notes there. He said, unto us a son has been given, unto us a child has been born, and the government is upon his shoulders. Notice what he says, the increase of that government and peace, there shall be no end. So we know this is of Abraham. We know, now who's he talking to? This is the part we want to look at. Who was God talking to? Go to Galatians 3. What would God say? By this I have sworn I'm going to do this. All right? Let's see who he's talking to. Who was God talking to when he was swearing to Abraham? Well, he's talking to Abraham. Well, he actually was talking to somebody way down Abraham's line. Paul picked this up by the Spirit, the revelation. Look at verse 16 of Galatians. It says, now that Abraham and his seed was the promises made, and he saith not as to seeds as of many, but as of one. Say one. And to thy seed, which is what? Christ. So when God was talking to Abraham, and he was swearing, because he could swear by no greater, who is he talking to? He said he wasn't talking. He said, your seed I will multiply in all the nations of earth. But he says he wasn't talking to all his seeds. He was talking to one. Say one. He was speaking to Christ. Who's he multiplying? Christ. I'm going to multiply you, my son, into all the nations of the earth. I'm going to multiply you as the sand of the seashore. I'm going to multiply you as the stars of heaven. He says, I will. And not only was he promising it, he said, I swear that I'll do this. He says, because in Hebrews says, picking up this same promise in Hebrews 6, he says, because he could swear by no greater, he swore to himself. In Hebrews 6. He said, because he could swear by no greater, God swears to himself. How does God swear to himself? Watch this. Verse 17, it says, this I say. And what did he say? Actually, I want you to see this. Go over to Hebrews. Keep your finger in Galatians if you're on the Hebrews 6, verse 13. Hebrews 6, 13. For when God made promise, watch this. When God made promise to Abraham, verse 13, because he could swear by no greater, what's he do? He swears to himself, by himself, saying, surely I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thee. So who's he talking to? All right, I'm glad you asked. So he swears to himself. You see that? Okay, go back to Galatians. Now look at verse 17. This is going to be an eye-opener. All right, verse 17. This I say, the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ. This covenant he made with Abraham was confirmed by the Father in Christ. He said the law, which was 400 years later, cannot disannul it. The law comes along, but it didn't disannul the promises. The law was like a holding pattern until God could bring in the new dispensation. But the law did not make the promise of none effect. That's what he's saying there. So verse 18, for if inheritance be of the law, it's no more a promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. All right? Wherefore, the servant of the law is added because of transgression. I could teach you into all that, but I don't have time for that. Till the seed should come, say the seed to whom the promise was made. Who was the promise made to? Christ. He's waiting. The law did not inherit the promise of Abraham. Christ inherited it. But not only Christ inherited it, you inherited it. Because you're in him. Amen? Now, until the seed should come, who the promise was made, it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now, here's a beautiful verse right here. Now, a mediator, say a mediator, is not a mediator of one, but God is one. To mediate, you have to have, he's not a mediator of one party. A mediator mediates between two parties. But God is one. You know what he's saying there? Okay, we got Jesus. We got Abraham. We have the Father. All right? Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. God, because he could swear by no greater, what did he do? He swore to himself. God wasn't actually cutting the covenant with Abraham. He was cutting the covenant with himself. But he had to have man's authority, so he calls Abraham up into the glory. And what God the Father does, he says, because I can swear by no greater in the earth, I swear to myself, seed singular, Jesus over there, he's going to come down through your loins, and I'm going to swear through your loins, Abraham, because I'm going to bring a seed through you. And I'm going to swear to him, because I can swear by no greater. I'll swear to myself, because I'm sinning myself in Christ, and I'm going to swear to him, but I got to swear through your loins. You see it? I got to swear because I have to have authority, so God cuts the covenant with himself. The Father's cutting the covenant with a son, but he has to have man's authority. So man gets called up in the middle of the Godhead. Abraham gets called up to mediate. Now, mediator is not a mediator of one, but God's one. Abraham gets called up to mediate the covenant that the Father's going to make with the son. I swear to you, son, I'm going to multiply you. Because I can swear by no greater, I'll swear to myself in you. Because we're one, I swear to you, but he had to have man's authority. So Abraham gets put up in the middle of them. Isn't that glorious? He had to swear to himself he was going to do this. And what was he swearing to his son? I swear to you, I'm going to multiply you. You're going to be the single solitary seed that's going to fall into the ground. But I'm going to raise you from the dead. And I, Father, is going to swear to you, son, that I'm going to multiply you into all nations of the earth. Say multiply. In blessing, I'll bless thee. And in multiplying, I'll multiply thee. God swore he would do it. You are a product of that multiplication. We are a product. It's still multiplying. But it hadn't multiplied the way God wants to multiply it until this last generation. All right? You see that? So fathers multiplying son. Now watch this. Ready for this? So now let's look at Galatians 3:29. If you be Christ, say, if you be Christ. Look at verse 26. Say, for you are all, say, you are all the children of God by faith in Christ. For as many of you that's been baptized into Christ, you've put on Christ. Verse 29, here it is. You ready? For if you be Christ, if you're in Christ, then you, say you, are Abraham's seed. You are. Say you are. And you're an heir according to the promise. Say, I am Abraham's seed. I am in Christ. I am in Him. So those promises the Father was swearing to Christ, guess who else He was swearing to? You. He was swearing to Himself, Christ, but you're in Him. And all that you are is in Him. Your gift, your talent, your calling, the wisdom that God's given you, it's all in Him. And He's swearing that He will multiply you. He's swearing that He will bless you. He will swearing that He'll multiply you into all the nations of the earth. You get it? So how is He going to do that? Because Christ has already inherited the promise. When did He multiply Christ? He died, was buried, resurrected, and as soon as He comes out of the grave, as soon as they begin, He's in essence, He was like handing them the loaf of bread. Now go give it to the nations. And as soon as they began to preach Christ, not just crucified, they begin to preach Christ and the resurrection of Christ. You read the book of Acts. They begin to preach His resurrection, and God began to multiply Him. That's when He's going to multiply us. And yesterday, when we're standing here in all that glory, we're caught up into that. So if you've been here, you understand this jurisdictional transfer thing. How is He going to multiply? Why has He opened the right hand of God to us anyway? What's the purpose of being up there? Besides the glory, the joy, the fellowship, the rest, the love, the revelation, caught up. What else is up there? The throne of David. He said, upon the throne of David, I will order it and establish it in the increase of this kingdom. And the increase of this government. There'll be no end. And I saw it as clear as day. When the Lord received that bread, and He brought it before the Father, and the multiplication came upon it, and it came back down. He began to multiply that bread. He said, I want you, say you, to present you to the Father to be multiplied. Not your old man. That's a hard concept for people that feel very unworthy before God. You can't do this if you don't know who you are. You want Him to increase you. You want Him to fulfill His will. But can you stand in the presence of God and understand that you're standing there with 4,000 years of promises and stand boldly in the presence of the Father and say, Father, I am in Christ, and all that you've put in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory, all the wisdom, all the grace, all the gifts, the talent, whatever you put in me, Father, I will no longer despise the day of small beginning. My bread is enough. Everyone say, my bread is enough. I will not despise who I am. I will not despise what you've made me. Multiply me, Father. Multiply Christ in me and all the nation. Can you ascend into the presence of the Father and ask Him to do that? Until you can, you're not ready. But when you're ready, when you know who you are as a legitimate, who are you? If you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. He's talking to you if you're in Christ. And you are what? An heir. Say, an heir according to what? The promise. What was the promise? And surely I will bless thee. Surely I will multiply thee. I'm an heir of it. Say, I'm an heir. But you got to go up just like He went up. And you got to stand in the presence of the Father and say, Father, this is who I am. Multiply me. Multiply. See, people that has an unworthiness, they'll never be able to do that. Because they do not see themselves who they are. But those who know that they are sons. He's not multiplying your old man. He's multiplying the new. He's multiplying Christ in you. God has specifically
ordained you with a gift that nobody else has. You, my demon, is insignificant, but God does not. It might be 5 loaves and 2 fish in the presence of 15,000 people, but it's enough. Say, it's enough. Say, what's in me is enough. What's in me is enough. What's in this church is enough for this city. What's in here right now is enough. Because God is looking in here. He says, oh, I can find 5 loaves and 2 fish. I can reach the whole city. Say, I'm a loaf. I'm bread. What's God looking for? He's going from place to place. Oh, there's some more 5 loaves, 2 fish. They're doing things the way of the world. We got to get your loaf into heaven. You got to get who you are up into the glory first. Why do you got to get the glory? Because that's where you multiply. You can't multiply till you get up into the resurrection. See it? Because that's where the promises are. It's in the resurrection Christ was multiplied. And when we're in Him in the resurrection, He'll multiply everything He made us to be. Do not consider yourself as insignificant. Your old man is dying, but your new man is being renewed day by day. God wants to take your worship and multiply it into the nations. God wants to take your wisdom and multiply it into the nations. One man carrying the song of the Lord can multiply all over the world. One voice, one prophetic voice. He says, don't look at yourself anymore as a church with a taco stand. He said, say it's enough. Remember how we've been talking about how we do this with the finances and God brings $100, that's enough. If I know how to interact with it, it's enough. Why? I don't look at that $100, the $100. I look at what's in it. I can bring it to the Father and multiply it. And God said, can you see yourself like that? Can you see your gift like that? Can you? Can you see who you are in God? Can you get your bread and loaf into the heavens? You know what's the problem with the church? We don't have the bread and loaves are not getting up into heaven. We're giving people stale bread. We got to get our loaf up into heaven. I'm going to challenge you to get bold in God. You're going to have to go up in Scripture. Because your head will do a backspin if you have been renewed in the mind of God. Like, what do you mean, multiply me? I'm just a weak little worm. That's the problem. You got to go before the Father as an heir. Because that's how He sees you. And if you don't like, just go up in there anyway. Just hold that word. If I be Christ, then I'm Abraham. I'm Abraham's seed. I'm the one He was talking to. I'm one in Christ. I am His seed. I'm an heir of these promises. Surely, in multiplying, we've been trying to build. God can build it. All He needs is our bread into a heavenly place. Never see what's inside of you is significant. What God put in you is the answer. It just needs heaven on it. It needs glory on it. I am Christ. I am in Christ. Say, I am in Christ. I am Abraham's seed. I'm an heir of these promises. And Father, because you could swear by no greater, you have sworn to me in Christ, you will multiply what's in me. You have sworn to me in Christ, you will bless me and multiply the talent, the gift, the calling, the destiny, the gifts. You'll multiply it. To all the nations of the earth. Anybody ever taught you to pray that way? The Holy Ghost wants to teach us how to pray. How many of you can do that? You have to go in there knowing who you are. See, a lot of people can't do that. A religious spirit won't let them do it. Their unworthiness won't let them do it. But people who know who they are, they see it, they'll go for it. They see it. You can stand in the presence of your Father and know, I'm an heir. I'm in Christ. I have rights to the promises. Father, you swore to yourself you would do this. He wasn't just going to multiply Christ. He was going to multiply everything in Christ. That means you. Say you. Say, Father, multiply me. You're going to have to start doing that until you get used to it. Multiply what you put in me. Multiply this inheritance you've placed in me. Multiply the wisdom you've put in me. Multiply the gift, the song of the Lord you've put in me. Multiply love and peace you've put in me. Multiply the voice. Multiply the prophetic voice. Multiply the government. For the increase of this government in peace, there is no end. I want you to think about this. Can you pray that way? Can you do that? Can you go before the presence of the Father and know that you are an heir? And you are in Christ, and understand that all those promises for 4,000 years were talking to Christ and everything in Christ. I am in Him. Say, in Him. Oh, hallelujah. Give Him glory. No, we don't have a problem to multiply Christ. Nobody has a problem with that. He starts talking about multiply me. You are bread for the nations. You are bread. What you're carrying inside of you is bread for the nations. That bread's not going to multiply until it gets into a heavenly jurisdiction. That's why you're called up all the time. Why do you think God's always calling you up? He's going to call you up before He calls you out. Why does He do that? Because He's got to get who you are in the presence of the Father, in the government of the Father. And then He'll put the multiplication on you. He puts the blessing on you. Then He sends it out, and everything you touch starts multiplying. Increasing. Oh, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Woo! That is going to shake up some religious stuff right there, I tell you right now. Man, when he said that, he said, lift those teachings. And we were lifting the teachings yesterday. We were lifting up into the glory. He says, now can you actually lift all of you up here? And let me multiply you? I'm like, what? But it came in the revelation and the glory, the understanding. We're heirs. Say, we're heirs. I'm an heir. I'm an heir. Your loaf. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me very carefully. It's not. You see, your little loaf has a vision. God sees that loaf differently than you see it. He sees this little loaf here is enough to feed a whole city. He sees it that way. But your little loaf has a vision. But you're trying to take your loaf out to the world, but it hadn't been lifted up yet. And so you're trying to give it to the world, and they're tearing a part of you off, and ain't nothing left. Because it doesn't have the government on it. It doesn't have the kingdom on it. Got to get you up in the kingdom first. Amen? That's why He's given us the right hand of God, to ascend in the hill of the Lord and learn to pray about who you are. Yes, you worship the Father. My Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Yes, you dwell in Christ. Yes, you dwell. But then when it comes time to pray, Father, everything of Christ in me multiplied. Every dream, every desire, every gift, every talent, the wisdom, multiply it to the nations. Multiply me, Father, for I am the seed of Christ. I am an heir, and I'm in Him, and I know who I am. What's going to happen when you start doing that and God starts opening doors all around you? All them doors start opening. Now you come back out of that place and you're not just a normal loaf of bread anymore. Man, you're coming down, you got some serious stuff on you. Isn't it amazing when people come down from the glory, they're able to give stuff away because it's not them. God anointed their loaf. He anointed the bread. We got to get our bread up in heaven before we can bear the fruit.
Too many people trying to give their bread out and doesn't have the glory on it. We get the glory on it. It comes, how do I get the glory on it? Faith and understanding who you are. If I were you, let's read this one more time. Now, understand this. Remember, don't think like Andrew and Philip concerning you. First of all, I want you to see yourself as the loaf of bread. One loaf, five loaves, it doesn't matter, and 15,000 people out there. 20,000, 100,000. God's told you you're going to stand in front of stadiums. And you're going through all this and your loaf has done nothing but become one loaf. It stayed one loaf. It's been one loaf. It's been cut in half. People have been tearing at my loaf. Do not see that loaf as insignificant anymore. Jesus did not see the five loaves as insignificant. Do not look at any part of what God has called you to, or who you are, as insignificant. Do not do it. Say, I am an heir. Multiply me. I bring my life as a loaf to you, Father. I bring it before you. If it's a loaf in the earth, it's going to remain a loaf, but I bring it up here. It can feed millions. It can feed millions. Father, I can bring Christ in me up here to you. If you breathe on Christ in me, if you set the glory and the promises. Listen, when you're up in there, you got to realize you're praying into 4,000 years of promise. You're praying into a covenant that He swore He would do it. He swore. When you're in Christ, the Father has sworn to Him He'll multiply Him. Who do you think He's going to multiply? You. He swore, Father, you swore you would do it. How about that for prayer? Father, you swore you'd send me to the nations. You swore you would take what's in me to the world. You swore, Father, you'll multiply me. And you'll bless me. And you'll multiply me. You, Father, you swore you'd multiply us. We're going to get this bread of loaf up into heaven, and God is going to multiply this house. He's going to multiply the offices in this house. He's going to multiply the government that's in this house. He's going to multiply the wisdom that's in this house. He's going to start multiplying everything and everyone everywhere. You are not an insignificant loaf of bread. Say, what's in me? I want you to think a minute. Just scan across everything God's told you and called you to be, what He said to you, what He's prophesied to you, your vision, your destiny, your life, your constitution. And now in the Spirit, I want you to walk right into the middle of all that. And hold all that before the Father and say, this loaf, Father, in the natural is not enough, but in you it's more than enough. Christ in me is more than enough to fulfill all that. Because I'm not the one going to be doing it, Father. You are. Multiply me. Multiply me. Multiply me. Multiply Christ in me to fulfill all of that vision. If you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. And your heirs according to the promise. You are Abraham's seed. Because you're in Him. You feel that glory. Now that glory's there. Now we're ready. I want you to stand up. I put your hand over your heart. It says, glory's in here. Oh, the glory. Father in the earth. We are mere men. But in Christ, we're in you, Father. We're in you, Father. Father, we bring this bread to you. We bring who we are, what you've called us to be, what you've said inside us, the dream. The seed, For the last days, we are a seed. We bring the seed to heaven above, Father, into the realm of glory, into the throne of government. The place where your glory dwells, Father. The place where you swore you would do it. You swore to Christ that you would multiply him. And we are in him. If you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed. I'm part of that seed, Father. We're all part of that seed. We're heirs according to this great promise. Tonight, Father, we ask that you would bless us indeed, Father. And multiply us into the nations. Multiply your government in us. The calling will no longer just be for the few. The bread now has to go to the nations. The bread must go to the multitudes. Set your glory upon this bread, Father. Set your government upon us. Set the kingdom. Clothe us in the increase of this kingdom. In the blessing of this kingdom, in the glory of this kingdom, Father, clothe us tonight. As you envelop us into 4,000 years of promises. Thy will be done. Multiply me, Father. Multiply this house. Multiply your government. Multiply the voices in the house. Multiply, Father, the offices. Multiply, Father, the bread. As we give our life now, let the nations come and eat from our tree. By the hands of angels, send this bread out. By the mighty Holy Spirit, send this bread forth. Open effectual doors, spiritual doors, natural doors, glorious doors. Open the nations to this house. Multiply us, Father. Multiply the loaf of this house. Multiply the businesses, the ministries. Multiply our children, Father. Grant exceeding grace, glory, power. Multiply. I know you hear us. Because you swore by no other, you swore you would do it, Father. You swore to Christ you were multiplying, and we are in him. This is our call to be in it. We receive, Father, this grace, this glorious grace. We receive it. It's all grace. It's all grace. It's all grace. We receive it, Father. We receive. Out of our belly floweth rivers. Out of our spirit floweth. An apostolic king, priest, government. Multiply. In blessing, you will bless us. We come into the blessing tonight, Father. We receive the blessing over our homes, household, children. We receive it upon this house, upon the ministry. We receive the blessing. Everything we set our hands to do will prosper. Every place the soles of our feet will prosper. We receive the blessing. We receive it from you, Father. We are heirs. I am an heir. And I stand in your presence in Christ, Father, where I am in him. And I receive all that you said you would do. I receive it all, Father. You will multiply this house. It will be an apostolic house. Jesus, in your name we pray, because we're in you. We thank you that you've given us these mysteries to understand how things will be in the last days. It's no longer us that doeth it, you. It's by your Spirit now. We yield into the promises. We yield into the kingdom. We yield into you. Oh, glory to God.